everyone. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to Classic's No Zone podcast, where members of our executive team have conversations with travel industry experts. I'm Cynthia Gordica, and on our first of a series of podcasts on Hawaii, we'll be joining Classic's head of sales, Dave Ferran, and the director of sales and marketing for Fairmont Kealani Maui, Shanna Milstead, as they discuss how Fairmont Kealani is preparing to welcome guests as we move through these challenging times and get back to selling.
Cynthia, thank you so much. And Shanna, aloha.
Aloha.
Welcome to our No Zone podcast. So excited to have you with us. Love, love, love Fairmont Kealani Maui. And so excited to catch up with you and kind of hear what you guys are doing. The property is always fabulous, but I know you guys are doing a lot of awesome things. Seen some pictures, and you're going to tell us more stuff for our advisors and for their customers. So we'll run through a few questions today, and let's see where we get to. Our first question, how is the state of Hawaii managing through the current crisis?
Great question. If I could start just by saying a quick thank you, a mahalo to you, our amazing partners with Classic. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak with you and with your audience. And we've just enjoyed such a beautiful partnership over the years. And so it's nice to talk with friends. So here Absolutely. In the state of Hawaii, while I'm not a state government official, but I do keep very close ties on what's going on and with our Governor Ige's proclamations and Mayor Victorino's announcements as well. So the state of Hawaii, honestly, it's beautiful. It's paradise here. It's wonderful. It always will be. We're just a little quieter right now, as you can imagine. But how we're managing through, kind of day by day, a lot of pulling together. There's a lot of aloha and friends and family really taking care of each other. The charity that I've seen going on around the island, around the state, is really quite beautiful. From a travel order perspective, we are still very strict, and for rightly so. We're small islands in the middle of the Pacific, need to make sure we take care of our neighbors and our community first. So we still do have a extended 14-day mandatory quarantine for anyone who arrives into the islands. And even through inter-island, if I was to travel to, say, Kauai, I would actually be quarantined as a resident. So taking it very seriously, the health and safety of our community. So we'll see, as I'm assuming, as the mainland starts to open up and how those results happen for them, we'll start to look at our own type of business and how that might affect us. On a positive note, Governor Ige just sent out his seventh proclamation, which started to reopen some of our businesses. So we've been very, very shut down for quite a while. But now retail, amongst many other businesses, are starting to reopen, obviously with safety protocols put in place. But that's a good sign. And it's nice to see some of our businesses getting back to business. People need to do that.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, I have my hand up. I check the flights every day. Like, when can I come? When can I come? Fairmont Kealani Maui. You know, you guys keep the property looking fantastic. I know that there have been some recent property enhancement projects. Tell us more about what you've done, what you're doing, maybe kind of what you're planning to do.
Sure. I'd love to. Yeah, we're really taking advantage of this downtime to update our facilities. You realize, obviously, that recently, towards the very end of last year, beginning of this year, we reopened and reimagined our famous Kealani restaurant, which serves an amazing breakfast. And we also unveiled a brand new, expanded, literally state-of-the-art fitness center. It's quite spectacular with Peloton bikes and virtual personal trainers. It's really beautiful, and floor-to-ceiling windows that overlook the beautiful oceans that gives you the added incentive to get your workout in so you can get back outdoors. In addition to that, during this downtime, we're also still updating our property. Always want to make sure that we have the best for our guests. So what that includes is we're putting all new suite doors, exterior doors, on our suites and villas. As you know, we're an all suite property, so that's pretty much every door in the building, as well as RFID locks, which is that no touch kind of swipe in front of technology. It's really kind of cool. So all that's going on to kind of enhance that arrival experience into your accommodation. As well, the big one is a expansion and renovation in addition to our adult tranquility pool. So the pool itself is intact, but we're adding a hot tub specifically for our adult pool, really expanding the grounds, increasing landscaping, adding in new positionings for the umbrellas across the lawn area, and then also doing new luxury cabanas. So adding in some of that fun stuff to enhance that experience for our guests. It's exciting.
Absolutely. I saw some of the renderings. Looks very exciting. Can't wait to see it live. And if we take a look a little bit further into the future, into that crystal ball, what other things do you think you might have planned over the next year or two?
Crystal ball. Good. Wouldn't I love to have that right now? I could make a mint if I had a crystal ball. But all kidding aside, there's lots of different projects that we have in various stages and plans of execution. I can't necessarily go into too many details right now, especially since a lot of it was being talked about prior to the current state of affairs. But we're looking at always taking care of the building, our property, which then takes care of our colleagues and our guests and our community. Right now, our focus truly is taking care of the projects we have in place, but really preparing for the future. So making sure that we are ready and able to welcome our guests, our colleagues, and our community back into a safe and healthy environment once we're ready to do so.
And I really appreciate that. And I really, that leads into, I think, the next question, and again, there's also, again, a bit of a crystal ball here because we're walking into new terrain for everyone. So Maybe in terms of like operational changes that you might be considering, just kind of curious what you guys are thinking about and kind of getting ready.
Oh, great question. Like most of the leading brands of the world, Accor is very much at the forefront of making sure that we are in partnership with world leading providers in testing and inspection and certification. So Accor has and Accor, as you know, is our parent company with Fairmont as one of the brands. And Accor has a partnership with Bureau Veritas, which is out of Paris. So really doing a lot in that part of the world and that will also possibly come into the North American region. And also a ton with the American Hospitality Lodging Association, a program called Safe Stay. Easy to look up. It's really focused on enhanced cleaning practices. Now, of course, we pride ourselves in always having very clean, well-maintained, healthy, safe protocols. Always have, always will. This is just a little added enhancement that's really needed at this time. Needed from an overall perspective for ourselves, but also needed to give people a sense of comfort. When people come to get away and relax and rejuvenate, reconnect with family and friends, the last thing you want to think about is, am I safe? In fact, the first thing you want to know is that's taken care of. And we want to really make sure that we're doing all that we can to put people at ease and the provider that gives them that luxury experience in a very safe and healthy environment. So we're looking at all sorts of things in these protocols, everything from how we do our check-in procedures, how we rearranging things throughout the public spaces around the property for social spacing, what services and activities will we continue to provide, but perhaps slightly differently. So we still want people to be able to get connected to the culture, get connected to, the Aina, the land here, get connected to their own energy, be connected to each other. We just have to rethink how we're going to make that happen. And there's tons of conversations going on right now that will do just that. Those that are coming from our corporate office, so as sort of standards that must be enacted, as well as those that are specific to Kehalani of how do we maintain who we are and what people have known from us as their, home away from home and their adventure on the islands in still a way that ensures that they're safe and healthy environment for them. So it's exciting times, although very interesting and different, but still exciting because it's really pushing us to think outside of the box and how do we still engage in a non sort of touch point area in a luxury way that still provides that experience.
Fantastic answer. Listening to you, I'm ready to go. I mean, it's kind of like, oh my God, this is going to be so exciting to see how you can take, the corporate standards, which are great and based on science and all the good stuff, but then you marry it to this, to why we love Hawaii. Thank you for sharing that, very, very heartening information. Now, if we can, we'll take kind of a little bit of a twist. I've been selling Hawaii for almost 30 years, the 30 years I've been a Classic, from the beach to the land, to the people, to the, the warm welcome. Hawaii offers a very unique landscape, but a unique experience that so many Americans have grown to love. I kind of want to switch it, though, maybe just to a little bit of the cultural standpoint and, sure. and talk to you about that a little bit as an expert as well. You know, I pop in, but you're there. So I guess from a cultural standpoint, what are three key points that advisors need to know as they sell Hawaii?
Oh, great question. And Dave, I beg to differ. I think you're as much of an expert as many people that I know. I might live here, but I've only lived here on and off for the last almost 10 years. I'm blessed to live in this beautiful place, but you're more of an expert than you think. You've got aloha in your heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So speaking of that, so three key points. It's really important that the culture here in Hawaii is perpetuated and experienced in a very authentic way. It's not commercialized. It's because it's not commercial. It's very real, and it governs a lot of the daily practices and the way people live here. And it's what really inspires me to be, quite honestly, a better human on earth, is a lot of the cultural practices and the way of living here in Hawaii. Three key points for me came to mind, and there's so many, but here's what I think advisors really need to know as they sell Hawaii. So first off, we'll just start with the age-old word that everyone seems to know and definitely associates with the islands, is the word aloha. But aloha is more than just a word. It actually has lots of different meanings, as most words in Hawaiian language do. But aloha is really more of a way of life. It's a form of love. It's that spirit that resides and emanates from within all of us. So when we say aloha, which can mean hello or goodbye in the traditional sense, we're really also saying, I'm sharing love with you. I'm in community with you. I see you. I'm a part of you, and you're a part of me. And that's really important. If you got nothing out of the three things I'm going to talk about, that's the most important, I believe. The second one I wanted to say is a term called a malama aina. Malama means to take care of, and aina is the land. So this is a traditional Hawaiian concept. Basically says that if you care for the land, kind of both physically and spiritually, then it will in turn take care of you. So part of this is responsible tourism. So we want people to come. We want people to explore. We want people to put their feet in the sand and put their hands in the waterfalls and really take in all of the beauty that these islands have, but to do so in a very respectful way that leaves the place better than when you found it. So malama aina is very important, particularly in this culture. Being on an island, we have, limited resources, and we really have to care for them and make sure that they can continue to perpetuate for generations to come. And then the third would be a term called lokahi. Lokahi translates to harmony and unity. It's basically the essence of the connection and the embracing of diversity. Basically, it says everyone's welcome. You're all welcome and you're all accepted. So in the lands of Hawaii, in this state, there's so much diversity, of people, of cultures, of religion, of beliefs. People come from all over the world, people who were born here, people like myself who were blessed to find the islands and now call it home. And this sense of acceptance is really beautiful and really interesting. Like, people are interested in learning about other people. They're very interested in sharing. We love to share this culture, but are also interested in learning. So it's a great place where I think everyone can feel very welcome and accepted. So aloha, love and spirit, malama aina, responsible tourism, taking care of what takes care of you, and then lokahi, being harmonious and in unity. So there you go.
Sure. Thank you so much for that. This one nugget I'm going to save and use, I think, over and over through the years to come. Thank you for that. And now let's get a little bit more personal and talk about you. How are you managing through the crisis? How are you doing? I know a little bit about you from the time we've spent together, but this is an opportunity for the audience to get to know you a little bit more. So, managing through the crisis, how are you staying in good physical and mental shape as we're kind of dealing with all of this?
Thank you, Dave. Yes, it's everyone has their own way of releasing steam and doing what they do, whether that's reading a book or doing yoga or running or playing with their children, whatever it might be. I'm really blessed to live on this beautiful island surrounded by what I consider the most spectacular waters in the world. And I've been blessed enough to also travel the world. So I feel like a little bit of an expert here. And we have summer, like 365 days a year. It's wonderful. As you know, I'm a Texan, a born Texan. So a Southerner who just went farther south because I love summer and I'm a big time water baby. Love, love, love the water. So for me, how I am staying in physical shape and mental health is I get on the water. Like, so I'm on the water 3, 4, 5 times a week at least. And about 3 years ago, I discovered a sport I didn't even know existed. And I did it haphazardly. I went to the beach one day with a friend to watch a regatta, an outrigger canoe racing regatta. I had no idea what this was, just thought it would be interesting. So all day long, I watched these people jump in and out of these canoes and race and the camaraderie and the community that was going on. And I just instantly fell in love. The very next day, that was a Saturday. The very next day on the Sunday, I got up at, I think it was 6 o'clock in the morning, went to the beach and started training with the canoe club. I had no idea that I was actually training to start racing. I really just thought I was training to learn, but ended up getting on a crew. And 3 years later, I now race for Kihei Canoe Club. I'm on the board of directors for them. I own 2 of my own personal boats. So I own a 1-man and a 2-man. There's also 6-man, but I own 2 boats. I go out regularly. It's fantastic. So that's how I keep in touch with myself, with the Aina, and also just mental. There's nothing like being on the water first thing in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and paddle out and then turn around to come back and to see the sun rise over Haleakala, which is our highest mountain, is quite frankly magical. It's just, there's nothing, there's barely words to describe it. And then just being out there with, you know, friends, it's a great way to be socially distanced responsibly right now because we're on the open ocean. So that's a good thing. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm on the ocean. I'm physical that way. And I just absolutely love outrigger. Oh, fun fact, actually. Did you know or do you know what Wailea means?
I don't.
Okay, so Wailea, as you know, is the area of the island in South Maui where we're located, where the resort is located. So just south of Kihei and north of Makena. So Wailea is our resort area. And I find it very appropriate in outrigger canoe paddling for myself that Wailea actually means waters of Leia. So Y, or often pronounced the W as a V in the Hawaiian language, is Vai. So Wailea, Vai is water. And Leia is the goddess of canoe builders. So quite appropriate. Yeah, quite appropriate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. One of these days when I'm over there, we're going to have to get up early and watch you out on the canoe. And I want to see you win that race.
Definitely. But no watching. We're going to get you in the canoe.
We'll ramp up and get ready for that. I think we learned so much valuable information, as well as some excellent nuggets that I can use in the future. We thank you for joining us. We'll definitely have you back as we kind of, you know, further move through this crisis and get back into that opening stage, because I know there's going to be more stuff that we're going to want to share around the Fairmont Kealani Maui. And thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Mahalo nui loa. Really appreciate it.
Mahalo, Dave and Shanna, for the very timely and the very valuable information. We're all looking forward to the time we can experience beautiful Hawaii again. And thank you all for joining us. We hope you'll tune in to our next No Zone podcast, where we'll talk with Johnny Torres, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Please take care of yourself, stay safe, and be well.